Thank you that you're speaking, God, and Lord, you commune with us, and Lord, you speak. Your words are, as Jesus said in Scripture, Lord, your word is life, and the life is in you. So Lord, we just pray that you'd bless and anoint this time. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. You know, just some Scripture today, Lord, just reminded me of, and how much... you know, everything that in my walk with the Lord, everything that He's freed me from, or I've experienced any type of release, right, or has always come from time in His presence, right? Psalm 16, familiar psalm to us. David, I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me, and because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices, and my flesh will also dwell securely. You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. And even that was a word that... prophetic word of Jesus that was used in the Gospels. But you will make known to me the path of life, where in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand there are pleasures forever. So, where the Lord made known the paths of life to him, where God counseled him, right? Where God spoke to him, and to say, of course, we know that. But, has been in His presence, right? His fullness of joy. And learning to wait there until God speaks to us, you know. Because anything He speaks to us, and we talk about hope, God being the God of hope, you know, who gives hope. Well, a very practical way that God, the God of hope, gives hope is through His word, right? Through His spoken word to us as individuals. When God takes a word... from the Word, and it becomes our Word, you know, to us, and because the living Word is in us, and the living Word is speaking the Word, you know, from this Word. We use the Word a lot, right? Word, Word. He speaks the Word. He is the Word. This is the Word. But it's all designed to for our fellowship, and to release in us hope, because... Scripture says, when hope deferred, the heart is sick, right? And without hope, we begin to drift. Hope anchors the soul. I love that, how Paul said that in writing to the Hebrews, that hope anchors us, keeps us from drifting, right? But we're always in this, if you've noticed, and you hadn't observed this in life, we're not in still water, right? We're not in like pond water. You're in moving water, right? And it's important for a ship to be anchored in moving water. You know, what they're talking about, of course, here is the tides that would come in and go out. You know, you would have to anchor that boat, because if you didn't, it would be swept out, right? And so if you think about your life, that is, we're easily... life is like the tide going in and out. In this world, we have tribulation, right? But hope anchors the soul, and where does it come from? It comes from His presence, and more than that, Him speaking into our lives. This is in, I'm just going to read a few scriptures. This is about hope. And in here, and mostly in the New Old Testament, especially in Psalms, the word hope and wait are the same exact word, like hope, wait, expectations. It means the same thing. When he says, I'm waiting for the Lord, it's really the same word as I'm hoping in the Lord, right? Because hope is waiting on the Lord. It's an expectation. This is in Isaiah 25:5. Lead me in your truth and teach me, right? Well, let me read 4, too, because 4 goes right with it. It's really cool. Make me know your ways, O Lord, right? Teach me your paths. And we just read that in Psalm 16. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are God of my salvation. For you, I hope all the day. Because our hope His presence, right? Our hope in His presence, or when He speaks into our lives, you know, it's just given us this hope, but the hope is Him. This is Psalm 38:15. For I hope in you, Lord, you will answer my God. 39:7. And now, Lord, for what do I hope? And what do I wait? My hope is in you. It's found in you. This is in Psalm 119, several there. There's 170, how many is 176 verses, I think, in Psalm 119? Yep, 176 in Psalm 119, 176 verses. 174 of the 176 speaks of His Word, right? Only two verses out of that, out of the 176, doesn't speak of His statute, His Word, His precepts, His testimonies, everything about His Word. This is just a few of those. Do not take your word of truth out of my mouth, for I hope for your ordinances. I wait, and I'm hoping for your ordinances, your ways. 71. It is good for me. It's good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. Your law of your mouth is better to me than 1,000 pieces of gold and silver. That's really cool, right? May those who fear you see me and be glad, because I'm waiting and I'm hoping in and I'm longing for your word. 81:81. My soul languishes for your salvation. You just think of languishing and just panning after, longing, waiting for God to speak. And I wait, and I hope, and I'm waiting for your word. You are my hiding place, Lord, and my shield. I hope in your word. I'm waiting the same thing. I'm hoping in your word. All right, this is 147. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for your words, Lord. Hope in your word. All right. Read a couple in Scripture. These are, again, are familiar to us, but we kind of compare these to food, which we can all relate to, right? Jeremiah says this, your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I've been called by your name, O Lord of hosts. This is Ezekiel 3:3. Said to me, son of man, feed your stomach and fill your body with the scroll that I'm giving you. And I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. You know, manna was supposedly, what Scripture tells us is that manna had the taste of honey, right? When they started eating that, and it started, you know, they'd go out in the mornings, the manna would be there, that it had a honey taste to it, you know. Which is really cool, because, you know, Scripture talks about the land of milk and honey, and so honey in Scripture, you know, reminds us of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, because that's how it's supposed to be. It brightens the eyes, it gladdens the heart. This is in there's a couple of them here, and we'll be finished with the Scripture. This is Hebrews 5. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles and the oracles of God, the words that come. And you have need. You have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who takes of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness. So, just using that again as an example of the word of righteousness, His word being like solid food, right? This is in 1 Peter. Like newborn babes, long for the milk of His word, that by it we grow. Okay, and we know that. I'm not saying anything that you don't know, but it's so important. In our lives, just by way of encouragement to you, is is because if you know, faith is substance, and faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, and faith is substance, then the Lord speaks things to me that I can that's substance, and I can sink my teeth into, right? Something that I can kind of bite into and have, and it does that. What it does in our lives is it keeps hope, right? Because I find in His presence is fullness of joy. And, you know, we walk in His presence all the time. We're never really out of His presence. And we're learning how to walk in that. But it's so important because to keep that thing stirred up in us is the God of hope. And He gives hope. It's what Scripture says. He gives hope. He gives perseverance, that thing we read in Romans 15 the other day. It makes so much sense that, man, like Jesus said, man does not live by just bread, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And He was talking about that when He was talking about the manna that God fed them, and that Jesus would be the man, you know, so they would feast on Him. So it's just so important to us that, sometimes in the midst of a struggle, we're struggling or whatever, that struggle can easily be lessened or lifted off of us by His Word, right? Him speaking to us. When we're in His presence, we're seated at His feet, and He's speaking to us, and we're talking about our lives. And again, we should spend more time in our time with Him. There's time of intercession we spend with Him, a time of worship, but majority of our time where there's conversation, talking about us, right? Because that's what we're there for. That's His desire. Our delight, His delight, Scripture says, His delight, our delight is found there and where He's speaking to us. So it just amazes me sometimes in the ministry that I have and talking to people, how many people will struggle for such a long time and then they'll get a word somehow, get to them, and then it's kind of lifted off of them, right? It's designed to do that. His Word is so powerful to us. It's what the Lord spoke to me about this year was that our garden has to be priority. So very important. That He's speaking, and the way the enemy attacks us with that more than anything else is distracting us, right, and trying to get us busy doing stuff. But I know this is a simple word. But the word that the Lord was speaking to me is hope, because without hope, you can't have joy, right? And without joy, there's no hope. They go together. They're part of a package deal that you get. Joy and hope are together. So to walk in joy, if the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I walk in His presence, and I'm hoping in the Lord, then there's things He's given me to sink my teeth into, right? I spent most of last week just going back through my journal, just revisiting, the Lord is revisiting things He's spoken to me and given me as promises. So no matter what it looks like or the hindrances, which y'all know about, you read my newsletters I sent out, or how many hindrances. I don't know. Sometimes you don't know whether the enemy's hindering you or God is trying to stop something, because He wants to do it in a different way, right? But it just began to stir up in me hope again, right? And joy, because that's where we know that it's always found. There should be such in us, even as we get older. Again, you've heard me say this. My favorite thing to do, and what I long for, is when I wake up, all my mind can really think about is what He's going to say that day, or what He's going to speak, and just looking for and anticipating, longing for that time with Him, right? Because I know that's where life is found, And I know this is like, oh, guys, this is just elementary principles of that. But as you see in the Hebrews, they kind of strayed from the elementary principles. And they said you have to still get milk. But it's like the Lord is wanting to, it's time for solid food. He wants us to be chomping on some solid food. And He's going to be speaking a lot of things. Like I tell you, my encouragement to you every time I get up here is to, again, pay attention to everything that's going on around you. Get your ears tuned in to what the Spirit of God is saying, but even more on a practical level, he just wants to remind us that, and he just wants to. It's almost like he's saying, "I want to speak to them. You know, I want to speak my word into them, because there's, I think, some people listening that just really need hope right now, and they really feel like they're kind of losing the joy of the Lord. You know, and that's kind of a scary place to be sometimes, but." What that's supposed to do to us is motivate us again to get back in His presence and listen, right? Because all these things we just read you, where His hope is found, where He expect everything is in His Word, what He's saying, right?